Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Well, this is big. Word this morning that Governor Hochul is considering delaying the start of congestion pricing.
So will Kathy Hochul hit the pause button for congestion pricing? Reports from Politico and the New York Times that the governor has concerns about the tolling plan hurting the city's economy and also maybe could damage Democrats' chances in key congressional races. Former council member Catherine Freed is part of one of the lawsuits to stop it.
The congestion pricing is going to make even more people stay home, make workers much more likely to stay home.
But Danny Perlstein of the Riders Alliance tells us if the governor does delay, it's a big mistake.
You know, congestion pricing was an idea whose time had come years ago. We need it more than ever. It's a win-win-win for transit, for traffic, and our environment. And there is no policy that could possibly measure up to that pie bar.
All of this as congestion pricing is set to be rolled out in less than 4 weeks. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Midtown.
Well, ahead of congestion pricing, whenever it might happen, a call for a crackdown on one way the drivers might try to evade the toll.
The city council passed legislation 3 years ago banning the sale of license plate covers. It was introduced by Queens lawmaker Robert Holden, who saw a speeding driver using it.
Pulled up right in front of me at a traffic light and then proceeded to have a curtain come down over his license plate. So I said, this looks like James Bond stuff here. What's going on here?
Holden said the device appeared to use a technology similar to smart glass windows. With congestion pricing coming, the councilman expects many more drivers will use them.
I feel your car should be impounded right then and there.
Currently, drivers are given only a $50 fine. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Is this you when you get in the subway? Yeah, if so, the MTA wants to hear from you. In fact, the Transit Authority has announced that its station managers will actually be holding office hours twice a month at subway stations during the morning and evening rush. This will allow riders to give them direct feedback on the cleanliness or lack thereof of your regular subway station. Look for details on the program on both digital screens and posters at the stations. More gun violence in Brownsville so far this week. We've told you about a child being fatally shot, allegedly while he and his cousin were playing with a gun. Then two young girls were shot and wounded by stray bullets at Hilltop Playground. Well, just blocks away, a 27-year-old man was shot on Bergen Street near Rockaway Avenue. He is critical but stable. Police now looking into whether the two incidents are connected. They're looking for six people seen running from the scene of the playground shooting. The mayor's office says Operation Padlock to Protect has completed 329 inspections, padlocked 224 stores illegally selling pot, and issued 231 cease and desist orders. Well, during one inspection on Staten Island, a cashier was cuffed.
The cashier stood his ground and would not let officers behind the counter without a court order. His attorney, Steve Zissou, compares it to a restaurant owner refusing to let health inspectors in.
Well, they can't just come back kicking the door and lock you up for obstruction. They got to go get a court order.
He says there were no illegal sales and under a pound of weed was found.
This outrageous violation of civil rights. It's not the only one. That's the way these raids are being conducted.
The cashier is charged with obstruction of justice. City Hall Chief Counsel Lisa Zornberg says the sheriff is doing exactly what the law allows.
No judicial warrant is required for that.
The mayor says the goal is to close illegal shops, not arrest people. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
There's an arrest, but still no sign of Milkshake, the beloved dachshund who was stolen on May 4th. Police say two teens, both 16, were picked up Monday when they tried to shake down the dog's owner. The pair are actually the owner's neighbors. They live in her building on Tiffany Street in Longwood. They told police that Milkshake ran away and they don't know where she is. Police are still investigating. In fact, Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny says they're not buying the story that the dog ran off. He says he thinks the teens either gave Milkshake to somebody or sold her. The pair is charged with third-degree larceny and second-degree harassment. Anyone with information on the dog is asked to call Crime Stoppers 800-577-TIPS. Well, June is National Gun Violence Awareness Month. Today in Brooklyn, some high school students are planning a walkout to call for an end to gun violence. Janae Wright teaches science at the Launch Expeditionary Learning Charter School in Brooklyn. She tells 1010 Win she supports the event.
It makes me feel proud that students, you know, are speaking up about something that's important to them and their community. I tell them all the time, just because you're a young teen doesn't mean that you don't have a voice. And I hope they learn from this that whatever issue that you find in our country, in your community, wherever it is, that you have the chance to speak up about it.
Well, the walkout march and rally comes ahead of Wear Orange Weekend, which remembers the victims of gun violence. Yesterday was primary day in New Jersey, with Congressman Rob Menendez defeating his challengers and securing the Democratic nomination for a second term. He represents parts of Hudson, Essex, and Union counties. Congressman Andy Kim will be the Democratic nominee for U.S. Senate, with Menendez Sr., who's currently on trial on bribery charges, running an independent bid. Meantime, on the Republican side, Mendham's mayor, Christine Serrano, who was endorsed by Donald Trump, lost to businessman Curtis Bashaw. A Bergen County woman charged with assaulting a child in her care. So far, no word on the relationship between the 13-year-old and 46-year-old Stacy Wilmarth of Dumont or the exact nature of the abuse. We do know that she's charged with assault and endangering the welfare of a child and is being held at the Bergen County Jail. On this day in 1983, yes, Cats won Best Musical at the Tony Awards. In 77... remember that? Annie with Sandy the dog, trained, by the way, by a guy named Bill Berlone, who has trained practically every other dog who's ever been on Broadway. He also works at the Humane Society of New York. Little Tony Award trivia on 1010 Wins. 1010 Wins Sports, pretty much good news all around for a change for the Yankees and the Mets.
And Susan, you can pick your poison these days in the Bronx, where Luis Gil ran his record to 8-1 with six more scoreless innings on the mound, giving up just one hit. While Giancarlo Stanton's eighth-inning home run gave him 15 on the season, joining Aaron Judge and Juan Soto in the modern-day murderer's row.
Wow, that is impressive. I mean, what they're doing. Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah, try not to take that for granted.
And Aaron Boone's bunch on another six-game winning streak. Big time in Washington.
Swing and a drive well hit to left field. This baby is long gone. Pete Alonso with his 14th home run of the year, and the Mets have opened up a 6-2 lead here in the ninth inning.
Now we rose on WCBS as the Mets made it 2-for-2 against the Nationals, final of 6-3. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports on 92.3 FM.
So move over, puppy bowl. Yeah, there's another possum four-legged sporting event coming up.
The NHL Network will air the Stanley Pup on Friday. It's like the Puppy Bowl, but instead of the Super Bowl, this one's only for hockey.
Get it, Mike. You're so close.
It'll feature rescue dogs that represent the 32 teams in the league to raise awareness about animal adoption. And it'll feature special appearances by actress Kristen Chenoweth and country stars Trisha Yearwood, Mickey Guyton, and Miranda Lambert.
That's Monica Ricks. The Stanley Pup airs the night before Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final with the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town, a dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.